Part 2 of the Sutra of Infinite Meanings. The Buddha, having thus spoken, this universe of 1,000,000,000 similar worlds trembled and shook in 6 ways in separate varieties of heavenly blossoms. Blue, crimson, yellow, and white lotus flowers rained spontaneously from the sky. Also a rain of many and various kinds of heavenly incense and garments, garlands and celestial jewels and priceless celestial treasures came spiraling down from the skies above as offerings to the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, the Shravakas, and the great multitude. Celestial bowls and containers were filled to overflowing with hundreds of heavenly delicacies, celestial flags, celestial banners and canopies, and various celestial amusements were arranged everywhere, and heavenly music and songs were played and sung in praise of the Buddha. Also, Buddha worlds in the eastern direction, as numerous as the Ganges sands, likewise trembled and shook in the 6 ways. Heavenly flowers, heavenly incense, garments, garlands of celestial jewels, priceless celestial treasures, celestial bowls and containers with hundreds of heavenly delicacies, celestial flags, celestial banners and canopies, and marvelous celestial amusements also rained down. Heavenly music and songs were played and sung in praise of those Buddhas, as well as those Bodhisattvas, Shravakas, and the great assemblies. In the southern, western, and northern directions, in the 4 intermediate directions, in the upper and lower regions, it was like this as well. Within the gathering, 32,000 great being bodhisattvas attained the specialized focus of mind of infinite meanings, and 34,000 great being bodhisattvas gained access to countless and innumerable dharma-grasping empowerments and became capable of turning all non-retrogressing dharma wheels of the Buddhas of the past, present, and future, the monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen, the heavenly beings, Nagas, Yaskas, Gandharvas, Ashodas, Garudas, Kumbhadas, Maragas, and leaders of the empires, great and small, rulers of silver wheel, iron wheel, and lesser wheel domains, kings, princes, officials of state, and citizens who were noblemen, noblewomen, or people of great means, with hundreds of thousands of their numerous followers assembled together here, upon hearing the Buddha Tathagata expound this sutra, variously realized the stage of an ardent mind, the stage of attaining the highest still unsettled condition, the stage of attaining irreversible good roots, the stage of ultimate worldly perception, the fruit of entering the stream, the fruit of one remaining return, the fruit of non-returning, the fruit of arahatship, or the fruit of practice of Buddhahood, or they achieve the bodhisattva stage in which phenomena are grasped as being without origination or cessation, or they obtain the dharma-grasping empowerments, or obtain 2 dharma-grasping empowerments, or obtain 3 dharma-grasping empowerments, or obtain 4 dharma-grasping empowerments, or 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 dharma-grasping empowerments, or obtained hundreds of millions of myriads of dharma-grasping empowerments, or obtained innumerable dharma-grasping empowerments, as countless and as immeasurable as the Ganges River sand, all accordingly became capable of turning the non-retrogressing dharma wheel. Innumerable living beings awakened to the aspiration for the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. Chapter 3, 10 Beneficial Effects. The great being Bodhisattva, fully composed, then addressed the Buddha once again, saying, "World Honored One, the World Honored One has declared that this transcendent, profound, incomparable, all-faring, infinite meaning sutra's truth is surpassingly deep, its depth is surpassingly profound. Why is this so? Upon hearing this profound, peerless, all-faring, infinite meaning sutra, those in this gathering, all of the great being bodhisattvas and all the 4 kinds of followers, heavenly beings, nagas and other guardian spirits, rulers and citizens of various living beings as well, unfailingly gain access to the dharma-grasping empowerments, or realize the 3 teachings, or attain the 4 fruits of the aspiration for enlightenment. It should be known that the content and principles of this sutra are true and correct, that its value is supreme and unsurpassed, and that it is embraced by the Buddhas of the past, present, and future. It is impervious to the influence of disruptive forces and the influence of differing views, and is neither corrupted nor destroyed by any deluded perception or the cycles of birth and death. Why is this so? because upon hearing it, one can intuit all dharmas. If there are living beings who can hear this sutra, they will reap great benefit. Why is this so? If they are capable of practicing it, they will surely realize and quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. As for those living beings who cannot hear it, it should be known that they are the ones who miss out on the great benefit, even after the passing of innumerable, unimaginable, infinite myriads of kalpas. They still will not realize and achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. What is the reason for this? It is because, not knowing the great direct route to enlightenment, they travel an uphill path full of hardships that detain them. World honored one, this sutra is beyond thought and word. I honestly wish that the world honored one, out of compassion and sympathy for the great assembly, would explain the profound and wondrous matters of this sutra in detail. World honored one, what is the sutra's origin? What is its extent? And where does it abide to accordingly possess such immeasurable, inconceivably powerful, beneficial effect that it enables all to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment? The world-honored one then addressed the great being Bodhisattva fully composed, saying, "Well done, you of good intent, well done. It is just like this. It is just as you have said, O you of good intent. I have declared that this sutra is surpassingly profound in depth and surpassingly deep in truth. Why is this so? Because it enables all to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment, because upon hearing it, one can intuit all dharmas, and because it greatly benefits all living beings. Because of it, they will travel to the great direct route with no hardships to detain them. O you of good intent, you ask, what is the sutra's origin, what is its extent, and where does it abide? You must hear clearly and well, O you of good intent. This sutra originally comes from within the place where the Buddhas dwell. It encompasses all living beings that have awakened the aspiration for enlightenment, and it abides in any place where the Bodhisattvas practice. O you of good intent, this sutra has such an origin, and such an extent, and such a place where it abides. This is why this sutra can possess such a measurable, inconceivably powerful, beneficial effect, and enable all to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. O you of good intent, would you like the furthermore to hear the 10 inconceivable powers for beneficial effect that this sutra also possesses, or would you not? The Bodhisattva fully composed replied, we gladly would like to hear. The Buddha said, O you of good intent, first, this sutra can enable a Bodhisattva whose mind has not yet produced it to generate the aspiration for enlightenment, can awaken a mind of compassion in one who lacks kindness and sympathy, can awaken in one who is fond of killing a mind of expansive mercy, can awaken in one in whom envy arises a mind of sympathetic joy, can awaken in one who is in bondage to desires a mind that can arise above them, can awaken in a selfish one a mind of consideration for others, can awaken in the mind of an arrogant one the attitude of proper behavior, can awaken in one who is quick to anger a mind that is given to forbearance, can awaken in one who becomes lazy and disciplined a mind of appropriate endeavor, can awaken in one who has unceasing thoughts a mind directed toward tranquility, can awaken an insightful mind in one who is deluded and confused, can awaken in one who is not yet able to ferry others a mind to convey them to freedom, can awaken in one who commits the 10 harmful acts a mind of the 10 virtues, can inspire in the mind of one drawn to conditioned phenomena the intent to transcend cause and condition, can create in one who tends to withdraw from commitment a mind that is resolute, can awaken in one whose conduct is unrestrained a mind to exert self-control, can awaken in one who has delusive worldly passions a mind to purge and be rid of them. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the first beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, second, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. If there are living beings who obtain this sutra, whether a section of it, whether a verse of it, or whether a phrase, and thus become able to perceive millions upon millions of meanings, even though uncountable numbers of kalpas may pass, they will not be able to elucidate the teachings they have acquired and kept. Why is this so? It is because the meanings of this teaching are unlimited. O you of good intent, this sutra can be likened to a single seed from which 1,000,000,000 seeds result, and each of these seeds in turn also results in 1,000,000,000 in number. In this way, the production of seeds is limitless in measure, and it is also with this sutra. It is a single teaching that gives rise to 100,000 meanings, and each one of these in turn produces 1,000,000,000 in number. In this way, meanings are produced in an unlimited and boundless extent. Thus is this sutra named Infinite Meanings. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the second beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, third, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. If there are living beings who can hear this sutra, whether a section of it, or whether a verse of it, or whether a phrase, they will gain awareness of hundreds of millions of myriads of million meanings. Then, even though they have delusive worldly passions, it'll be as if their delusive passions do not exist. They will not feel that taking birth or experiencing death are things that need to be feared. They will give rise to the mind of compassion for all living beings, and they will come to have a dauntless attitude with regard to all things. A person with a great strength can bear and carry all manner of heavy things. So it is also with people who keep faith with this sutra. They can shoulder the great responsibilities of ultimate enlightenment, and they can carry living beings away from the path of recurring births and deaths. They are capable of ferrying others, even though they still cannot ferry themselves. Suppose a ship's captain is rendered immobile by a serious affliction and must therefore remain on shore. But he has a fine, reliable vessel that is always equipped with everything needed to ferry others, which he makes available and on which they embark. So it is also with those who keep faith with this sutra. While enduring the circumstances of living in the five conditions of existence, the whole of their being constantly beset by 108 serious afflictions, one after another, they remain on this shore of ignorance, aging, and death. But they have this fine, reliable, all-faring sutra equipped with infinite meanings that is able to rescue living beings. Those who practice it, as expounded, will attain deliverance from the cycle of births and death. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the third beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, fourth, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. If there are living beings who can hear this sutra, whether a section of it, whether a verse of it, or whether a phrase, they will gain a dauntless attitude. They will become capable of ferrying others even though they do not ferry themselves, and they will gain the company of bodhisattvas. The Buddha Tathagatas will always attend to such people and will expound the teachings to them. After hearing them, these people will be fully able to accept them, uphold them, and follow them without opposition. They will also, in turn, expound them appropriately to others far and wide. O you of good intent, such people can be likened to the newborn prince of a king and queen. One day becomes two, and then seven, and 1 month becomes 2 months, and then seven. It becomes 1 year old, and then two, and then seven. Even though he cannot yet govern or administer the affairs of state, he is revered and respected by the people and enjoys the companionship of all the great princes. The king and queen constantly give him earnest counsel and shower their affection upon him. Why is this so? It is because he is of tender age and has not yet matured. O you of good intent, so it is also with the one who keeps faith with this sutra. The convergence of the Buddhas and this sutra, the union of king and queen, gives birth to this bodhisattva child. If this bodhisattva can hear this sutra, whether a phrase or whether it's a verse, whether 1, 2, 10, or 100, or 1,000, or 10,000 times, or like a million myriad multiples of all the sands of the Ganges rivers, an infinite number of times, even though he or she will not yet be able to embody its principles and truth to its fullest extent, or be able to make lands in the universe of 1,000,000,000 Sumera worlds tremble and shake from the rolling thunder of a Brahma voice that turns the great wheel of the Dharma, he or she will have gained the respect and admiration of all the four kinds of followers and the eight kinds of ever-present guardian spirits, will gain the company of great bodhisattvas, and will see deeply into the doctrines preserved by the Buddhas and be able to speak on them without fault or lack. Because this bodhisattva is just beginning to learn, he or she will always be kept in mind by the Buddhas and will be wrapped in their affection. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the fourth beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, fifth, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. Whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if there are men or women of good intent who accept, keep faith with, and internalize, recite, and make records of this profound, peerless, all-faring, infinite-meaning sutra, even though such people may be caught up in delusive worldly passions and are not yet able to rise above common daily affairs, they will nevertheless be able to manifest a great dynamic of enlightenment, lengthening one day to 100 kalpas and abbreviating 100 kalpas into one day, thereby inspiring other living beings to become joyful and trusting. O you of good intent, these men and women of good intent will be just like a Naga's child that at the age of only 7 days is able to gather up the clouds and produce rain. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the fifth beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, sixth, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. Whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if men and women of good intent accept, keep faith with, and internalize and recite this sutra, although they themselves may have delusive worldly passions, they nevertheless will expound the teachings for living beings, enabling them to overcome delusive worldly passions and the cycle of births and deaths, and put an end to all suffering. Living beings that practice after hearing them will grasp the Dharma, attain its fruits, and realize the way no differently than if they were the Buddha Tathagatas. Suppose there's a beautiful and inexperienced prince. When the king, while traveling or due to illness, entrusts the prince to manage the affairs of state, the prince, following the great king's instructions, then leads the government officials and the various ministers, governing justly and properly according to the laws of the land, and all of the country's citizens are at ease, following along in a manner no different than if they were the rule of the king. So it is with the women and men of good intent who keep faith with this sutra. Whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, even though unable to initially become steadfast in the stage of equanimity, these men and women of good intent follow the discourses given by the Buddha, expound the teachings, and spread them far and wide. Living beings that practice wholeheartedly after hearing them will cast delusively worldly passions away, grasp the Dharma, attain its fruits, and realize the way. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the sixth beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, seventh, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. During and after the lifetime of a Buddha, if men and women of good intent can hear this sutra and joyfully and willingly embrace and trust in it, realize its rarity in their minds, accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of and speak of it, practice the way of its teachings, awaken the aspiration for enlightenment, put forth many roots of goodness, promote great compassion, and aspire to ferry all suffering beings, then, even though they do not yet practice the perfect and practice to perfect The six spiritual attitudes, perfection in the six spiritual attitudes will naturally come to them just as they are. They will come to the understanding that phenomena are without origination or cessation. They will instantly cast away and destroy delusive worldly passions and the cycle of birth and death, and they will immediately rise to the seventh stage of the development, joining the level of great bodhisattvas. Imagine that a powerful person settles a grudge on behalf of the king. After all hostility has been extinguished, the king is greatly pleased and as a reward grants to that person full rights to all things in half of his realm. So it is also with the women and men of good intent who keep faith with this sutra. Being the strongest and most valiant of those who do practices, attainment of the Dharma treasure of the perfection of the six spiritual attitudes spontaneously comes to them without their pursuit of it. They naturally rout and remove the foes of birth and death and then come to the realization that phenomena are without origination or cessation. They treasure a half of the Buddha realm with which they are rewarded in tranquility and joy. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the seventh beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, eighth, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. Among men and women of good intent, either during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if there are those who are able to obtain this sutra and revere it, trust it, and look upon it as being nothing less than the actual person of a Buddha, such people will come to love and take joy in this sutra, accept and keep faith with it, internalize it, recite it, make records of it, and respectfully embrace it, following and practicing the way of its teachings. They will strengthen their spiritual attitudes regarding this, the behavioral principles and forbearance, while also perfecting their practice of having consideration for others. Compassion will awaken from deep within them. Though this unmatched, all-fearing, infinite meaning sutra, and they will expound it widely for people's benefit. If someone has long since completely disbelieved that there are things like impurities and virtues, their presentation of this sutra, employing various skillful means, will have the powerful effect of inspiring such a person to believe. Through the influence of this sutra, they will awaken that person's mind, and he or she will spontaneously experience a change of heart. With the now awakened trusting mind, the person, through dauntless effort, can acquire this sutra's dynamic power for great beneficial effect, and he or she will be able to realize the way and attain its fruits. By this means, men and women of good intent, just as they are, will come to the understanding that phenomena are without origination or cessation, achieve the highest stage of development, and become part of the company of bodhisattvas. They will quickly become able to bring living beings to accomplishment and refine Buddha lands, and it will not take a long time for them to realize and achieve ultimate enlightenment. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the eighth beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, ninth, this sutra's unimaginable power of beneficial effect is this. If men and women of good intent upon obtaining this sutra, either during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, dance with joy and delight at gaining something marvelous, accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of and honor it, and widely explain to people in great detail what this sutra means, they will immediately and instantly achieve the destruction and elimination of the heavy hindrances from karmic causes and other impurities that remain from the past. They will opportunely achieve purity, come to attain great eloquence, perfectly compose themselves in a spiritual attitudes one by one, and attain various kinds of specialized focus of mind, including that of courageous advancement. They will gain access to great Dharma-grasping empowerments, obtain the power of diligent endeavor, and swiftly pass to the uppermost stage of development, they will be well capable of widely making their presence felt in all the lands of the Ten Directions, rescuing greatly suffering living beings throughout the 25 states of existence. They will lead them all to emancipation. This is all because this sutra contains the power of this kind. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the ninth beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, tenth, this sutra's unimaginable power and beneficial effect is this. Whether during or after the lifetime of a Buddha, if men and women of good intent who obtain this sutra give rise to great joy, realize its rarity in their minds, accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of it and honor it, and practice it as expounded for their own sake, and are similarly able to widely inspire both lay people and renunciants to accept and keep faith with it, internalize and recite it, make records of and honor it, expound it and practice the way of its teaching, then, through the energies gained from having led other people to practice this sutra, they will realize the way and attain its fruits, fully by reason of the dynamic transformative power of their passionate minds. These men and women of good intent, just as they are, will opportunely come to gain access to innumerable dharma-grasping empowerments, still in the stages of living, having delusive worldly passions. They will for the first time be able to spontaneously produce countless and unlimited great vows and magnificent aspirations. They will generate a bottomless capacity to help all living beings manifest great loving kindness, skillfully and extensively relieve suffering, and amass acts of goodness for the benefit of all, transmitting the Dharma abundance that irrigates all that is parched, nurturing any living being with Dharma's many medicines. They will cause all to have ease and joy. Their perception will gradually become transcendent as they advance through the stage of the Dharma cloud. With bountiful, all-embracing benevolence and with compassion that blankets all without exception, they will lead all suffering living beings to enter the way, to the course of the way. These people will accordingly realize and achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment before long. O you of good intent, this is known as the inconceivable power of the tenth beneficial effect of this sutra. O you of good intent, such is the incomparable, all-faring, infinite-meaning sutra. It possesses awe-inspiring power to the highest extent, and its value is supreme and unsurpassed. It can open the way for every being that is bound by delusive passions to attain the most sublime fruit, to forever rise above the cycle of birth and death and attain emancipation. Thus is this sutra's name, Infinite Meanings. It can open the way for all living beings still in the stages of having delusive worldly passions to germinate the sprouts of all the countless ways of bodhisattvas, and let the three beneficial works flourish, thrive, and increase in breadth and reach. That is why this sutra is marked by its ten unimaginable powers of beneficial effect. With that, the great being bodhisattva fully composed, and the 80,000 great being bodhisattvas addressed the Buddha in one voice, saying, "World honored one, the profound, transcendent, incomparable, all-faring, infinite-meaning sutra expounded by the Buddha is true and correct in its content and principles, and its value is supreme and unsurpassed. It is embraced by the Buddhas of the past, present, and future. Together, it is impervious to the influence of disruptive forces and the influence of differing views, and is neither corrupted nor destroyed by any deluded perception or the cycle of birth and death. This sutra, therefore, has the inconceivable power of ten such kinds of beneficial effect and greatly benefits all living beings inclusively. It enables each and every great being, bodhisattva, to attain the specialized focus of mind of infinite meanings, or to attain access to 100,000 Dharma grasping powers, or to achieve the various bodhisattva stages and insights, or to attain realization as practical Buddhas, or to realize the fruits of the four stages of Arahatya. The World Honored One has willingly and compassionately expounded such a teaching for all of us and enabled us to harvest the great benefits of the Dharma. This is extremely unusual, unique, and unprecedented. The World Honored One's compassionate favor is truly difficult to repay. At that moment, the universe of 1,000,000,000 Sumera worlds trembled and shook in the six ways, and several kinds of heavenly blossoms, blue, crimson, yellow, and white lotus flowers, rained from the sky above. Also a rain of many and various kinds of heavenly incense and garments, garlands of celestial jewels and priceless celestial treasures came spiraling down from the skies above as offerings to the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, the Shravakas, and the great multitude. Celestial bowls and containers were filled to overflowing with hundreds of heavenly delicacies that were spontaneously fully satisfying by appearance and aroma. Celestial flags, celestial banners and canopies, and marvelous celestial amusements were arranged everywhere, and heavenly music and songs were played and sung in praise of the Buddha. Also, Buddha worlds in the eastern direction, as numerous as the Ganges River sands, likewise trembled and shook in the six ways. Heavenly flowers, heavenly incense and garments, garlands of celestial jewels, priceless celestial treasures, celestial bowls and containers, hundreds of heavenly delicacies that were spontaneously fully satisfying by appearance and aroma, celestial flags, celestial banners and canopies, and marvelous celestial amusements also rained down. Heavenly music and songs were played and sung in praise of those Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Shravakas, and the great assemblies. In the southern, western, northern directions, in the four intermediate directions, and in the upper and lower regions, it was like this as well. At that time, the Buddha addressed the great being Bodhisattva fully composed and the 80,000 great being Bodhisattva, saying, "Regarding this sutra, all of you should bring forth a deeply respectful attitude, practice the way of its teaching, and with determined minds disseminate it widely and inspire all living beings. You should always diligently endeavor to uphold it day and night and universally cause each and every living being to reap the benefits of the Dharma. In this, you will truly be greatly merciful and highly compassionate. Cultivate a transcendent power of will to uphold this sutra and never let doubt or hesitation arise. Make sure that it is widely practiced in this world, in the future, and see that all living beings surely come to experience it, hear it, eternalize it, recite it, make records of it, and honor it. This will also enable all of you to swiftly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. The great being Bodhisattva fully composed and the 80,000 great being Bodhisattvas then immediately rose from where they sat, respectfully made their way to where the Buddha was, bowed their heads at his feet in homage, and walked around him 100,000 times. Then they knelt formally on one knee before the Buddha and addressed him in one voice, saying, "World Honored One, we are happy to receive the World Honored One's compassion. You have expounded this profound, transcendent, supreme, all-fearing, infinite meaning sutra for all of us equally. We respectfully accept the Buddha's directive that after your passing, we should be those who widely disseminate this sutra and inspire all living beings to accept it, keep faith with it, internalize it, recite it, make records of it, and honor it. May the World Honored One not be concerned. Through the strength of our resolve, we will see that all living beings everywhere surely come to experience, hear, internalize, recite, and make records of, and honor this sutra and gain the dynamic, transcendent power of its teaching." The Buddha then said in praise, "Well done, you of good intent, well done. Truly, you are now successors of the Buddha. You are surely the ones capable of thoroughly eliminating suffering and alleviating misfortunes. With great kindness and compassion, you will be bountiful spheres of kindness for all living beings, excellent guides who benefit all far and wide, sources of great support for all living beings, and all living beings' great benefactors. constantly and with the benefits of the Dharma be of universal service to all. Thereupon the entire assembly greatly rejoiced, paid homage to the Buddha, and with understanding and exception departed. Here ends the second half of the Sutra of Innumerable Meanings.